Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, what are your thoughts on whether the Democratic candidates will attack each other or attack President Trump?
I think that to a large extent, they're going to be trying to promote themselves rather than doing either one. Inevitably, I would imagine questions will come up about Trump, and some of them will get into it. I think that a candidate who is focusing too much on other Democrats is losing an opportunity to present themselves.
So you think it's more likely that the Democrats are going to present their positives, their strengths, rather than attack either opponents in the Democratic primary side or the president himself?
That's kind of what I'm thinking, because many of them have very elaborate programs that they've laid out, and they're going to want to take the time, because they're only going to get 6 or 7 minutes apiece the way it's going to come out, to promote themselves. So spending time attacking either Trump or Biden or somebody just takes away from promoting themselves. So I think that they have to try and make best use of the little bit of time that they have.
How fatal could it be to someone's presidential hopes if they decide to go the route of attacking one of the fellow Democrats or the president instead of focusing on themselves?
Well, I don't know that it will be fatal quite yet, but I think that that it really, in a
Ken, how likely do you think there will be attacks on other candidates or the president during this debate, even though you feel that the candidate should focus on their pluses?
I think it'll be very tempting because we have issues with generational issues. We have the issues that have been developed about Joe Biden and his working relationship with segregationists in days past. So I would think that there'll be a great temptation to jump into that, and I expect that there will be something, and that Biden will have to spend a little time talking about that. The question is whether that it's the focus or whether it's just a sidelight from other things that are going to be talked about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.